Hi, this is Christy Marks, creator of Gem and the Holograms, and you're listening to a truly outrageous podcast with Mike, Amy, and Nicole. It's Showtime Synergy.
Previously unheard on Showtime Synergy.
Where is that folder?
What folder?
Which folder?
Jinx.
Okay.
What the hell is that?
I guess he's possessed by a demon.
Am I what?
Possessed by a demon.
Something like that.
Oh, gee.
Hello and welcome to Showtime. Shut up.
Oh, you said that you were looking for that folder, so we thought you weren't ready. So, are you ready now?
Oh, crap.
Any other issues you have to get out?
Me and my friends are Gem Girls. Gem! Gem is my name. Exciting adventure, fashion, and fame. Once you're a Gem Girl, you're never the same. Come on, come on, and be a Gem Girl. Gem!
Stop!
Gem is my name.
There won't be a story today. Gem's gone. Jerrica's gone. And Gem and the Holograms will never play again. It was my fault, I guess. Sometimes I take things a little too personally.
Okay, now, are there any other issues? Okay.
We have a
Did you say issues or tissues?
Issues. Issues with an I.
I was going to say, there might be some tissues. I can go get some, but it won't help you. Did you miss us?
I took a breath and then I just started waiting. I'm like, something else is gonna fucking happen.
I was being kind.
Yeah.
You totally missed us. I know you did.
What alternate timeline is this where Nicole is the good one?
I'm always the good one.
Right.
I am. Amy just knows how to look innocent. That's how evil.
That's how evil looks. It's innocent.
Good.
Okay, sorry. Hey, I'm trying to be quiet.
Alright. Hello and welcome to Showtime Synergy, the Gem Review Podcast here on the Geekcast Radio Network. I am Amy. Joining me are my Misfit Girls, Amy, aka Later Eric. Hello.
Woo, I'm here. We're here.
I think he just called himself Amy.
Did he?
No, I said joining me are my Misfit Girls, Amy, aka Lady Rec.
You called yourself Amy.
I did not. I said I'm M.
Okay.
Oh my
who's
God.
Who's the evil one now?
I'm going to kill you. I'm just going to fucking kill you. And the
Jeez.
Other.
All you have to
wench,
do is.
The yeah. other wench that's joining us is Nicole Beatles Evil Harris. I can't even talk anymore. Who the hell you did?
I got you all tongue tied.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Gosh. Some things never change. You get us back together to talk about Showtime Synergy, and we've already yeah. stopped the show before it even starts.
Pretty much, yeah. This is actually the first up-to-date live, not recording live, but actual live show where we can actually not worry about it being last year when we recorded the first 19 episodes of the show.
Yeah.
And
a lot
it's
of
funny
things
because,
have happened since then.
Yeah, a lot of things have happened since then. It's actually funny as of this recording. Obviously, when this goes up, it'll be about a couple weeks. But I'm just now sitting down to edit episode 19, and I just over this past weekend I edited episode 18 and got that up for this past Friday, or well, by the time this airs, it'll be two Fridays ago. And in episode 18, it's like, when I cut out the stuff that we usually have before each clip, it's like, this is back when Amy was still uncomfortable in her chair. because in episode 18, in one of the quote unquote outtakes is, apparently I'm not sitting comfortably enough for the baby because now the baby is making me uncomfortable.
He must have been sitting on my bladder then.
Something like that, I guess. We are here. This is the 20th episode of Showtime Synergy. We technically have 5 left, but we'll still be doing episodes after the grand finale with the comic coming out and everything else. I do know the structure of the comic from Kelly Thompson. 7 and 9 is viral. 10 is the Rio spotlight one-shot, whatever you want to call it. And then I asked Kelly on Twitter a few weeks ago how long that Dark Gem arc is going to be. Because Dark Gem is when Sophie returns and when the whole thing is going to start in January. She said it's 6 issues, just like the Showtime arc. So Dark Gem's going to be going on for 6 months, from January to June or July, I guess.
Nice.
That's what's going on there. Let's see. There was a $5 million movie that was put out in theaters that might be the fastest run to home media release that I've ever seen.
Disney broke that with Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, okay. Well, that was way back when. I'm just saying the movie had a $5 million budget and it only made
1.7, I think.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Something like that. We are not going to be talking about the movie yet.
Yet.
We're actually going to wait until media release. I don't even know if it's even still in theaters here in Kentucky. I really don't.
It's still
don't.
Here.
Is it's it really?
Still, yeah, I believe so.
I figured Peanuts or Bond or something would push it out.
I'll check right now.
I'll check mine too.
I've heard so. Like I said, we're not going to discuss it, but I've just seen so many negative things about it.
Yeah,
She had a friend who lives down where Amy's at. She absolutely loved it. She's like, don't go in there with thinking all these bad thoughts. Just go in there to have fun. And she's like, she had fun watching it.
Mm-hmm.
It might not have been her gem that she grew up with, she said, but she still had fun with it. And I'm like, well, that's good to know that someone out there has a positive review.
Mm.
So. Yeah, I agree, because let's just say this. When I was the week it released, I got a tweet from somebody basically saying, guess what? Even the director bashed it and sent me a YouTube video of him. And I was like, oh snap. And I watched it and I just went, aw, sad face.
It looks like Samantha's been having fun promoting it and stuff. I see all her pictures.
I'm really glad. Absolutely. I mean, I'd like to see the good stuff. I never expected it to be Gem and the Holograms that we grew up with, to be honest. So I don't know. I'm still undecided whether or not I'm going to go see it in the theaters right now.
I'll probably go see it in the Dollar Theater. Do you guys have Dollar Theaters over there in Kentucky?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it looks like it has been pushed out. I don't see it on here.
I didn't see it on the one that I go to, and I'm actually looking at the quote unquote Dollar Theater now. But see, Dollar Theaters aren't what they used to be. The Dollar Theater here, Village 8 Theaters through Apex Entertainment or whatever it's called. I remember when these used to be like $1.50 for matinee and $2.50 for matinee and $2.50 for evening shows. Now they're like $2 and $3.
Oh, but, our Dollar Theater here on Wednesday, it's 50 cent.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's cool.
They used to do that here too.
It is at the Dollar Theater, so I'll be going to it.
Yeah, I've looked at three different theaters, the Dollar Theater, another theater, and then another one, and it's not on any of them. So it got pushed out really fast.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Yeah, the closest place that I can go see it is in Tucson now. That's poop, man. Yeah. That's poop.
Yeah.
There's one in St. George. I could meet you there, Amy.
Oh, right. There is one in St. George. Wow.
Oh boy.
We'll fly to St. George. There you go. We'll meet us halfway. We'll meet halfway between the two of us.
Yep.
So we've got this episode, episode 20, episode 21, and episode 22, I believe, are the final three episodes that we'll be actually reviewing the cartoon series because we're almost done. I can't believe that we're. Yeah, it is kind of crazy. I just can't believe it's already been this long and we've pretty much taken up the whole year for the most part, even though there's a few times where I didn't release, but yeah.
Time flies.
Totally
flies. I know.
Well, if you think about it, we've been doing this for almost 2 years ourselves because we've been talking about it for so long.
Yeah. So we got this episode today, and the next week we get episode 21 and then 22. That's the end of the reviews. And then once issue 9 and 10, oh god, I'm trying to think. With the comic, I know issue 9 and 10 are still left to come out. I think issue 9 is out this month at some point. And then I think issue 10 is like the first or second week of December. And then the holiday special is like they've got issue 10 and the holiday special coming out in the same month. Because in January, it's issue 11 with the start of Dark Gem. So they've got two issues coming out in December. And how we're going to eventually do that is we're going to do 7 and 9 and 10 as one. And then we'll do the holidays. Oh, actually, we might do 7 and 9 as one thing since it's one whole arc. And then do 10 and the holiday special as one whole thing. I don't know. But after episode 22, which is Riot's Hope, A Father Should Be, in the season 3 finale, we've got episode 23... which is the best and worst Gem songs. And then episode 24 will
be Hawaii.
You know, it's a horrible song, but it's one that gets you going.
All right, so we are going to get into the next three episodes from Gem and Holograms season 3. We'll be back after this.
After this.
Can't get my love together, no matter how I try. Can't get my love together, don't know the reason why. Can't get my love.
First up is Midsummer Night's Madness. The air date was February 2nd, 1988. Hey, Groundhog Day. Jim and the Holograms and the Stingers go to Greece to play a music festival. Jerrica and Rio have a fight, and thanks to advice from Synergy, who is disguised as an oracle, she creates a new identity, Jamie. When Rio falls for Jamie, she thinks it means he was never truly loyal to Jerrica in the first place. Meanwhile, Riot tries to make Rio jealous by flirting with... What?
And she would be right.
Would you stop already? I haven't even finished saying the end of the thing, and you're already bashing the poor guy.
Don't you dare call me a poor guy. Horrible.
Well, the killing is such a vague thing, you know. I mean, the fact that they run into each other so many times, it could be that they were really just falling accidentally into each other, you know? You call it shenanigans?
Carl, there's a lot of shenanigans in this episode. A lot.
The songs in this one are Can't Get My Love Together by Jim and the Holograms, Destiny, The Stingers, and Midsummer Night's Madness from Jim and the Holograms. So this is the kind of first episode so far in season three without the Misfits at all.
That's why I had a hard time with this nunchuck.
It figures. What do we think of the plot overall, Nicole?
Overall, it's very soap opera-ish. It's very... So Jem slash Jerrica are deciding between two people. Rio's doing the same thing, but with three people. And then Riot's doing it with two different people. It's kind of like this on Facebook. It's kind of like a soap opera in cartoon form. And you kind of need to chart who's going after who and who's involved with who. And then, of course, you have Minx after Rio as well. So that gives him four women, basically, Rio, that are after him. Don't tell me he's the bad guy, the good guy. He's, yeah. But I did like the whole Greek theme with it. I did have fun with that. It was a fun little adventure. I felt like I was watching, like, Days of Our Lives.
Awesome.
Okay, the reason why I say Rio is not the bad guy is in the beginning of the episode, because he was just trying to help her, and she just flew off the handle at him.
Because she knows the truth.
Well, she should tell him the truth.
No shit!
This is something we all agree with, right?
This is not necessarily his fault then, right? I mean, he was just... And it's not just him that she gets pissed at.
So is Rio thing. Because he is pretty much dating two women, you know? He knows that part. He just doesn't know it's the same person. And then he goes after Jamie. And
jeez.
Lately on the boards, people agree with me.
Uh-huh.
Rio's a bad man.
Maybe he should have been played by Nicolas Cage then. Amy, thoughts on the plot for this one?
This is the episode where we find out just how messed up this love triangle is with Jem, Jerrica, Rio, and Riot. The song gets it all right. Can't get my love together. Yeah, you can't get shit together, woman. It's so true. Okay, so this episode just it kind of gives me a headache, but not in the way that we're like, oh, I can't watch it, but in the way that I just can't believe it's gotten this out of control. And by the end, it's still this complicated mess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like the fact that they call it a Midsummer Night's Madness, because it's like taking this vein, was it from Shakespeare as well? I mean, just, yeah, it's just it's a perfect title for this episode. But yeah,
yep.
Crazy. It's crazy.
I like the plot. Yes, it is very crazy, but I think in the end they somewhat, establish, the status quo, because Jamie essentially disappears altogether. Riot goes off with the Stingers. And then you're left with, the original love triangle between Jerrica, Jem, and Rio.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. And that's messed up in itself, so.
I just wonder, and I can't wait to see how Kelly addresses that comic. All right, we're going to get to the hologram moments after this. Time for the hologram moments. What do you got, Nicole?
Okay. I did enjoy the Jerrica and Jem battle in the Can't Get My Love Together video. I thought that was pretty cool. She's battling herself. And I'm like, that's very psychological. I like that. So, I did enjoy how the holograms did stand up for Jerrica when they see Rio with another woman, you know, Jamie. I did enjoy that. I did get a big kick out of when Jerrica did not notice that Riot kissed her. You kissed me? I don't know.
That is the best line ever. I just kissed you. You did? I didn't notice.
One of my favorite lines of the series came from Riot, like right after that. He's like, out of my way, Boy Scout. That was a good line. That was good writing. I like that one. And then my last that I have for my hologram moments was, I love the increased tempo of the song Midnight, A Midsummer's Night Madness. Like, it starts really slow and it starts to graduate faster and faster. I always love that in the song. So, yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah. What about you, Amy?
I like, there's quite a few things in here that were really great, and I agreed with I just kissed you. You did? I didn't notice. That was great. I love that. So, thank heaven Synergy ignores Jerrica's leave me alone. Yeah. I like the fact that this episode really kind of illustrates why it's best to not have an alter ego.
That's actually really good. Mm-hmm.
Minx taking advantage of the lonely Rio was fun. I also love the costuming and outfits in this episode because I thought it was great.
The costumes are awesome.
Yeah. The creation of Jamie, you know, Jerrica just doesn't get it. She has to play with people's emotions by wearing masks. Really?
Mm-hmm.
When she explains it, the holograms, the perfect outtake of the episode of how weird the whole thing is when you say it out loud. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing, I like the fact that every time Jamie and Rio meet, they are literally running into each other. I thought that was funny.
I didn't notice that. That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I love Samantha Newark, but it's one of those things where if you're creating a whole new identity, you should not have the same voice as your two other identities.
True. A little bit of country twang in there or something.
Something.
Well, she's supposed to be Greek. She should have had a Greek voice.
Yeah.
Or a Greek accent.
Yeah.
There was one of the times that the Oracle showed up and I caught it immediately that it was Synergy because one of the earrings that she was wearing flashed at least once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys are saying this is like a soap opera, and that's not exactly what I compare it to. I compare it to more of either an episode of Jerry Springer or Sally Jesse Raphael. Because there's so much damn drama in this one.
Oh, that's great. That's true.
And how, I mean, I know not Okay, so this is, I know the Greek people are not this easily fooled. Had they not already seen Rapture? Like, we didn't even talk about that yet, but had they not ever already seen her? Wouldn't they have noticed that it's her putting on the cloak? Well, yeah, but still, like, Minx and Riot are right there. Like, how can you not know?
She's that good.
Right.
Just like, you know, how do you not know that Clark Kent is Superman?
Oh, come on. She wasn't even wearing glasses.
I know.
All right, let's get to the Misfit Moments after this. Midsummer Night's Madness, love is everywhere. Boys and girls are acting silly, everyone's up in the air. Midsummer Night's Madness, Cupid's come to town, shooting arrows willy-nilly, turning the world upside down. Time for Misfit Moments. What do you got, Amy?
Okay. Jerrica, her total meltdown at the beginning. Rio's right. Mm-hmm. What is with you? Because, like, hey, he did say the right thing there. But then he follows it up with the foot in the mouth and compares Jerrica to her alter ego, the other woman. No!
Okay, yeah, I will admit that was a dumb move on Rio's part.
But then Rio follows it up with another, the same thing a few minutes later. It was just like, what? Oh my gosh, it's so funny. I mean, I laughed out loud, but I was like, going, dang, man, are men really like this?
They can be.
When I first started watching this again, because I remember when there was a point, I don't know, back in maybe March or April, or it was right after you gave birth to Proto Baby, I think. We were actually going to do this episode back then, and I had watched the episodes, and I had taken all the notes. When I opened it up, you know, earlier today to watch the episodes again, I'm like, oh, all my notes are still in here and whatever else. And so I went back through and I watched it again just to refresh my memory. And it's just one of those things where Rio just shouldn't put his foot in his mouth, and he just does all the time. But my thing is, as I said in the hologram moments, initially before he opens his mouth and speaks about Jem, he is there trying to help Jerrica. He, you know, and she's that's what I was gonna say. At first I was like, wait a minute, didn't we already cover this episode? Because at first I thought it was one Jem too many. I'm like, wait, is there something wrong with the Netflix queue? What's going on here? Because she keeps talking about being sick of Jem, sick of Jem, and I'm like, wait a minute, didn't we already watch one Jem too many?
Yes, but here's the thing, is he really there because he wants to be there, or there because he's being paid to be there?
Exactly. Oh my gosh, I just put something together, that was so wrong.
You might as well say we're.
Okay, go ahead. We're in the Misfit Moments right now. Go ahead.
Okay, so he's getting paid to be on the road with both Jem and Jerrica, right? So he's basically getting paid to be a lover boy. He's a gigolo.
He's the pool gigolo. Boy.
Okay, wait a second here. I'm sorry, but there's no, like, who did, oh, I said Nicolas Cage could play I mentioned Nicolas Cage earlier from a few minutes ago, and now all I can think of is there's no way in hell that Rob Schneider could pull off Rio. Oh my god.
Gosh. Wow. Wow.
Anything else, Amy?
Yeah, I agree with the whole how Jerrica doesn't put two and two together that Phaedra is synergy. You know, hey, she's the same voice. She knows everything, including her secret. Yeah. Rapture needs a new hobby. It just turns against her. She causes more problems in the episode because of it. It's just, yeah.
Even though Roxy's a, you know, an attempted murderer at this point, she knows how to have more fun than Rapture does.
Roxy's awesome, that's why.
Oh, crap. What else you guys got for misfit moments?
Oh, who are we? The rest? Yes?
Oh, yes, okay. Whoever.
All right, let me finish up. Okay, so... the basket weaving made me chuckle. I should have put that in the telegram moments, but, you know, yeah. let's see. Riot going after Jerrica. At first, it seemed like, what? But, you know, what's messed up about that is that he did it to make Ryo jealous and show that Jerrica needs to go back to him so he would have Gemma to himself. And I was just like... That is so messed up. If I was there, I'd punch you in the face because you're a jerk. His idea of matchmaker is just, it's weird. It's freaky weird. So anyhow, this episode, Jerrica is totally bipolar.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
I guess my mind, and then she doesn't. So it's really, yeah. She loves Ryo and then forgets about him, and then... She can't stand men, so it's just kind of like, ah, crazy woman.
Come on. I understand those moments. I understand that moment.
She's completely bipolar in this episode, so yeah. Go ahead.
Oh boy, yeah, she is. And then, you know, all I can think of, and I know it's not bipolar, it's the girl from, I think it's Not Another Teen Movie that had Tourette's. This is the only thing I can think of. For me, the only thing I wrote down for this one for misfit moments was Riot. Oh god. He just needs to give it up.
He totally does.
He needs just to get his own boyfriend.
He totally does. Oh my gosh, if he had a boyfriend, then he
could have
girl troubles. Yeah.
What do you got, Nicole?
Okay, I just got a couple things to add. So I like how Ryo said, Jerrica was said to Ryo, maybe you'd be happier with Jen. He's like, maybe I would be. I'm like, wait, isn't he with her? I can never tell. It's one of those things. And then one of my other misfit moments is when Kimber came in. She's like, oh, this is the fortune teller everyone's raving about. I'm like, the one that just appeared 5 minutes ago? Yes. Maybe two minutes, actually.
And they can't tell that it's Rapture.
Exactly.
And hell, they even go up. Minx and Riot, when they go up to her, they say her name, and nobody gets it.
Because she was in the audience, and she's just like, no, you're ruining my coverage. She's trying to give the hint, like, go away.
Yeah.
They didn't pick up on that. So, and I love how she just rummages through some person's purse. I could go on and on about Ryo, but we'll end it there.
Alrighty then. What are you going to rate this one, Amy?
I'm going to rate it a 3. It's a perfect example of relationship craziness. I loved it. So.
Yeah. I'm not sure I want to know what a relation lip is.
You don't want to know.
That's the secret term lesbians use.
Only in Phoenix, apparently.
It's Jerrica and Jem. They're together.
Oh my god.
In the same body.
Don't say that, because then the next thing we know, we're going to get a, you know, porn parody of Jem and the Holograms.
Oh, I'm sure it's already out there.
What about you, Nicole? What are you going to give this one?
I'm going to give it a 3.5 because even though it was crazy, I still had a lot of fun with all the adventure. And I'm sorry to say, I kind of like seeing Jerica just lose it. I don't know. It was kind of like all this pumped up energy that she's had for, you know, all this time is finally just like, I can't do this anymore. You know, I did have
at that
fun.
Point. She should be at that
exactly.
point.
Exactly.
I can't do this anymore because it is crazy that she's doing what she's doing already as it is.
Yeah, and I did you enjoy all the songs that were in this episode as well?
Yeah, same here. I'm going to give it a 4. I really dug it because it's not often that we got to see Jerica go out of her mind. I mean, we've seen it once before in One Gem Too Many. But that was a completely different angle of her not being able to deal with her dual identity. Here, it's like I said before, it's all as I'm waiting for is for Steve, the security guard, to just jump in and just make everyone spread out. I swear, it's just like a crossover between Jerry Springer and the Three Stooges or something. All right. We are going to head on to the next episode after this. Alright, folks, I needed to take this opportunity at the beginning of this podcast. You heard a very special version of the Gem and the Holograms theme song, because how the middle episode of today starts is very interesting. The Day the Music Died, it aired February 3rd, 1988. They start you off with regular old Gem theme song. I think they're actually using the Gem Girls version. They're not using the original Gem theme that they usually do. And all of a sudden, you know, Kimber decides to pull a Ferris Bueller and basically just stops the whole thing and starts talking to the audience. So I thought that would be a little fun thing for you guys here in episode 20 to hear at the beginning of the show to kind of throw you off and figure out, what the hell do they do now? Did they screw this up? No, we didn't. We did it on purpose. So, the day the music died, Ryo whisks a stressed-out Gem away on a Mexican cruise. The pair then disappear, and no one hears from them for 3 months. Without Jerica, Eric Raymond and the Misfits are able to take complete control of Starlight Music, and the Starlight Foundation. Pizzazz then forces the holograms and the remaining Stingers to join the Misfits, thus making the mega group rule the radio airwaves. Ryo, the holograms, and the Stingers have to find Riot and Gem fast in order to get their lives back on track to normal. In the end, Eric and Pizzazz give Starlight Music and the Starlight Foundation back to Jerica when the Starlight Girls drive them insane, forcing Pizzazz to walk away while Eric flees in panic. The featured songs are Under My Spell by the Stingers, Top of the Charts by the Misfit, and All's Right with the World by Gem and the Holograms. And as I said before, there's a note here, but obviously I already mentioned it. Kimber, Rhea, Aja, Pizzazz, Riot, and Ashley talk directly to the viewers just like Ferris Bueller.
Yep.
I like that.
I did too.
I
love
it was
cool.
That, yeah. That was one of the things that just stood out for this episode that made it just like unique. makes it stand out.
Absolutely. And there was even a point there when during the episode when Jim got knocked out as the boat crashed, you know, Riot's still talking to the camera.
Yeah.
She kind of wakes up. She kind of wakes up and she's like, "Who are you talking to?" "Oh, nobody." But I love, because I did not, again, the whole point of us spending the last year or so, almost 2 years, actually in production for this podcast, I remembered certain things about Jim and the Holograms, but I did not remember a point where they essentially fully interrupted the the opening theme. And I just thought that was so friggin' cool. Because you don't see that often in cartoons. You not many cartoons can pull off a Ferris Bueller. What did you think of the plot, Nicole?
I thought it was fun. there was a lot of things I liked about this. We'll talk about it in the hologram moments and stuff. But overall, I kind of liked the whole talk to the cameras. It gave a more personal feel to these characters. You're just like, oh, especially when I was little, I was just like, oh, they're talking to me, you know? to see what would happen if that day would come where Starlight Music was no more. I thought that was interesting. And the Misfits actually come out on top. And
well, they do for a little while, at least.
For a little while, yeah. So, you know, it's kind of like, be careful what you wish for kind of thing, because this is what happens.
Yep, exactly. What about you, Amy?
What I thought about, or is the hologram
the plot? The plot. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's just, yeah. So about 8.5 minutes into this episode, we find out why everything is crashing around the hologram's ears, you know, especially Kimber's, because she's like, you know, related, and she's, you know, she's next in charge. So, I mean, with Jerrica, Jem gone for what seems like a few weeks, debts come rolling in, and they couldn't keep up, and so everything is going to be dissolved unless they sell to the highest bidder, which is Mr. Gabor. And if they don't, they lose Starlight House and the girls because, you know, they won't be able to support them anymore. So, yeah, that was kind of important. In fact, a lot of the times, you know, Jem and the Holograms are usually always, you know, sacrificing to make sure that the girls are okay. So,
yeah. I mean, just look at, like, what was it, season one or season two when they, you know, well, season one specifically, when they had to put on a benefit concert to help pay for Bonnie's operation.
Yeah.
You know, they're a musical act. They're a musical group. They're, you know, this goes back to what I've been saying the whole time we've been doing this. Jerrica knows what to do with the money. She knows where to put it to good use, where to, you know, not to put it, unlike Eric and the Misfits, who just blow through it like it's just regular old paper. For me, I love this plot. I think this plot is awesome. I think, again, the whole Ferris Bueller thing, I thought that was hilarious. I was just waiting, and I wish they would have done this. I know, obviously, we can't go back and do this. I was just waiting for Rio to come at the very end of the credits scene saying, "What are you still doing here? It's over. Go on. Go home."
Oh, I thought you were going to say loose his crap like Cameron did.
No.
After the Dominators no. back.
No.
This scene.
So.
Okay, the roadster could have taken a dive off of some cliff or something.
Oh, leave the roadster alone. The roadster is awesome. I love Pizzazz when she says, when they all get in the car and drive, "Hey, that's my car. Where are you going with my car?" It's like, God, Pizzazz. All right. Let's get to the hologram moments after this.
After this.
Let's It is time for the hologram moments. I've already said this. I love how the intro starts. This is just amazing. The storytelling in this episode is damn good because, as I said, it's the Ferris Bueller thing. And this episode almost gave me a thought of it. It could have run for a series finale moment just because the way the Pizzazz and the Misfits take over, be like, that'd be an interesting way to leave the series with the Misfits on top. That would be a first.
Well, maybe.
I like it.
Oh, boy. What do you got, Amy?
I liked the song Under My Spell. That was really good. Riot in a Loincloth was kind of nice.
Wow.
Sorry,
couldn't. Well, we don't have any likes.
Better than Rio.
Goal, yeah.
Don't. Oh, God.
That's his competition, you know? Just saying. Oh, my
God. I'm not sure if Batman can pull off a loincloth.
No. Because he'd be wearing the bat, you know. It's like putting a bag over your head. Boy. Just saying. Okay, let's see here. Riot likes to state the obvious in this episode as well, which I thought was funny. I love the new holograms look. Kimber and Aja especially. It's just really, you
know,
misfit vibe going on. It's kind of cool. Let's see here.
They kind of had to have that look because
they're part of the Misfits. Yeah, I know.
Misfits.
But they don't do that in other episodes, do they?
No.
Yeah, because I was going to say, some episodes where the holograms have to work for the Misfits, they don't go all Misfit, you know, outfits.
Well, right, but that was back in Starbright. Starbright. It was back in season one with Starbright. With this, it's more so, hey, we own you, because Jim and the Holograms are under contract with Starlight Music. So once Gabor and Raymond and whoever else got a hold of Starlight Music, they got a hold of the Holograms.
Yeah.
So they could then have them do, like, the movie thing back in season one. That was a job they were hired for. That wasn't where, it's the first time they've really done that with the Holograms, having them wear Misfit wear.
Yeah.
I love it, though. I've always liked it. So.
I also like the fact that Pizzazz seemingly wins. She's got everything. She's got everything. And I like the fact that both the Holograms and the two Stingers are also under her employ because of that. So, and that's why I kind of put it in there, is that, you know, they didn't have to do anything nefarious to win. They just, it happened out of a need to survive. Which is very un-Misfit like, but hey, it's the first time all season that they've done that like that.
Mm-hmm. As much as I like the top of the charts song by the Misfits, I almost thought that Winning Is Everything should have been here, even though it would have been a reuse.
Mm. I like the new song.
It wouldn't be a regular Gem show without an accident that leaves some of the characters stranded on an island. So I definitely had to put that in the hologram moment because that kind of is their calling card, right?
Yeah, instead of a 3-hour tour, it's a 3-month tour.
No, it's actually 3 days. We'll get to that here shortly.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But we're not at the Misfit moments yet. Okay, I love the fact that the Starlight Girls manipulate Pizzazz. That was beautiful. Beautiful. It's like they took a page right out of her life, and I like the fact that Eric Raymond steps in to help Pizzazz with the Starlight Music finances and all that, only to find out that they're more in debt than they ever were before.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. And the Misfits are bested by the Starlight Girls in the end. It's great. I love that. And before Eric can get Pizzazz, gives it back to Jerrica because, Starlight Girls are so difficult. Starlight Girls for the win.
Did you hear the price tags for that? Now, How many Sonic Girls did we see in this? We saw Ashley, we saw Bonnie, we saw Chrissy.
Four, I think.
And I can't remember who the fourth one was.
Yeah,
I don't remember
either.
I'm sure we actually have a Facebook super fan, Desiree. I'm sure she'll point out who the fourth Misfit Girl. Holy crap, that's season one. The fourth Starlight Girl was, because did you hear some of those bills just for three of them?
You
even
know
four,
that they were
$1,500 in But I understand that, but oh my God, $1,500 for clothes? This is the 80s, people.
I know.
There's no way.
This is why I say the Starlight Girls took a page out of Pazzazz's life and just went nuts.
I don't know. Any other hologram moments, Nicole?
In my opinion, though, with that price tag, I'm pretty sure if Pazzazz is in charge of those girls had to look good because it makes her look good. So that's serious. Oh, yeah. I've got tons of hologram moments. Okay. I love the new opening where Kimber, we already talked about that, interrupted. But Peter Cullen as the judge. Win!
I didn't even notice it was Peter Cullen.
Yes! Optimus Prime was in this episode.
That's awesome. I didn't even notice that either. I'm so ashamed. I'm so ashamed I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Misfits won for a second. I enjoy that. Rio kind of won me over a little bit with him breaking the fourth wall. So, but he loses it out very quickly. And my last hologram moment, Eric Raymond looks really good with some scruff. He needs to keep the scruff.
I agree with that one. That was the one that said that, you know, riot in a loincloth.
That's right. And Eric with some scruff. We like the bad boys. What can we say?
Okay, it's time to get to the misfit moments, folks. Time for the misfit moments. I only have one, really, because I really loved this episode. Why is Rio in safari wear? They're not even near the fucking jungle. Not yet, anyway. Like, it doesn't make sense for him to be wearing the safari gear in the beginning of the episode. It makes sense later when they get to the island, but it makes no friggin' sense for him to have that on for the first 15 and a half
minutes. He was getting ready. He was getting ready to go and find them and save them. Remember, he's usually the guy that comes and saves them all the time. So it's like, oh, you know what? I know eventually I'm going to have to save her, so I might as well just go ahead and get into it with my gear.
Okay,
but you make a good point. I didn't notice that. I wasn't looking at him. It was Riot's fault. Dang it.
I try to look at Rio either. I don't blame you.
Okay, Amy, what do you got for misfit moments?
Let's see here. This episode illustrates all their grumpiness and what happens when they have too much pressure. They all crumble. Shayna and Jerrica have a spat. Rio and Jerrica and Kimber and Jerrica. I mean, it's like everybody's just at each other's throats. It's like, wow, dang. wonder if she's like, you know, over the top. Things wouldn't really fall apart that bad in 3 days. Just saying.
Would not. That was my number one.
three days. Seriously? Oh my gosh. Maybe 3 weeks, but 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
It was for your own good. Riot caused the van to break down, which caused Jerrica and Jem to be upset with them at the beginning of the episode. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow, Riot. Wow. If you really wanted hell? To push her away, there you go. Oh. That's something that you should have never told her, ever.
So, the Stingers are supposed to be essentially a third leg for this show. They're supposed to be, you know, you get Jem and the Holograms on one leg, you get the Misfits on the other. And essentially with Stingers, you now have a three-legged dog. And it's one of those things where I'm like, the Stingers are a mega super popular group.
Yeah.
How the fuck can you let Riot disguise himself and not recognize him as a mechanic?
Oh, yeah, that was my next point, but yeah.
Rio, Rio's an idiot.
Rio's an idiot, yes. I totally agree with him, because there's no way that you wouldn't notice that it was Riot. I mean, the hair is a dead giveaway. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The R in the circle, Minx, that's a copyright thing, right?
That's what I have to have that done, too. I'm like, he's got a rich shark.
I have remembered that little tidbit in my life forever since then. Since this, I mean, quite literally, that was life-changing. So every single time, I know it was copyright thing, but every single time I've seen the R in the circle since I saw this episode back when I was a kid, I have thought of that, saying that every single time. So every single time I saw one as a kid, even now as an adult, I look at that and I think of Riot. It's like, oh, that brilliant, but crazy, crazy, freaky, because it's just like it's in my brain now. Thank you. It's not that you've ruined my childhood, it's you've programmed me for the rest of my life to never forget Riot because of this. Oh my gosh. Oh wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I put that as one of my moments too.
I mean, yeah. A misfit moment in the sense that you have really screwed me up because of it.
I just knew, like, I didn't even need Minx to reveal that. I just knew as soon as Kimber started reading it, the way her vocal tone was and reading it, I just knew it wasn't Jerrica that wrote that thing.
Yeah. And suddenly the Holograms, Stingers, and Rio go to Mexico to find Jem and Riot, right? Just suddenly are there, and it, you know, less than 3 days or a couple hours even, you know. Mm-hmm. They can just drive there.
Because Mexico is right there for everyone, right?
Yeah. And there's something creepy about Riot.
Such a small country.
Yeah. It's such a small country, yeah. It's not small, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. I know. Sarcasm.
Okay, so let's see. There's something creepy about Riot and his obsession this episode, because it goes to a whole new level. Then laugh. How did Synergy end up not having issues with projecting out on the island in Mexico? I mean, they had an accident. Jerrica was just lucky enough to, you know, that the earrings weren't damaged in the crash or shorted out in the seawater, because there have been other episodes where it's happened.
Yeah, that, that's a little fishy.
Yep. Not only does it sound fishy, it just, yeah, not
working. He's waiting for Sea Spray to just ride along and can I help you, Jem? You need help? Like, I so cannot do Sea Spray. I can try, but I can't do. I can't do Eleanor.
Have to have water to gurgle in.
Yeah. No. Yeah, true. What do you got for misfit moments, Nicole?
Okay, there was an animation error where Jem was blonde for a moment. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys. Again, the timing, all this went down in 3 days. No.
3 weeks, this is maybe 3 months, but yeah.
Maybe 3 months. Yeah. My biggest thing it was, does if this all was taking place, because everything is like crapping out on them, right? Doesn't Rio or anyone not in on Jem's secret, don't they wonder where Jerrica's at?
Nope.
All right,
it's just like, huh.
She had a reason for being angry at the very beginning, because now she's like not there and no one cares.
But they keep on worrying about Jem and Riot, you know. Mm-hmm. No one cares about Jerrica.
Well, I think that, well, people who aren't in the know.
Rio's not in the know, and he doesn't seem
great. I know. I know, but I'm just saying, like, obviously the people that who are in the know care, and I think it's still part of that whole thing with Rio where he wants to know Jem. I mean, he's known Jerrica all his life, and Jem is this new thing that, you know.
They didn't bring it up in the, you know, the courtroom either. You know, you'd think that Raymond would be like, where's Jerrica? Why did she leave it all in your lap, Kimber?
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, the whole copyright symbol. The one that I'm like, accident and see, they're like, they found the wreckage. I'm like, the wreckage happened 30 yards away from where they landed. They couldn't just look 30 more yards and say, oh, there's an island. Why don't we check there? Yeah. So, I did have a little bit of a tough time with that. We found the wreckage. Really? The majority of the wreckage was, like, right by the island.
Well, you know, they just didn't have the resources.
they couldn't afford to look 30 yards farther.
Nah. They'll figure it out. Eventually, they'll swim back to shore. That's what they were thinking, you know? Hey, if they wrecked it and we didn't find bodies, they probably just swam back to shore.
Jack Sparrow was able to do it. Anyone can, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Showtime Synergy does not support the endorsement of Johnny Depp movies.
What?
Pirate ones.
What?
No. I do support Mike Silly.
No.
Fight, there's a fight.
Any other misfit moments?
No.
Besides what you just said?
That doesn't count.
It's the biggest misfit moment. You do not knock down Johnny Depp. No. No.
He was better with Susan. Yeah.
No.
It is totally on, ladies and gentlemen. Send us your interest if you want to see that go down.
Yeah, no. No, don't. Amy, what are you gonna rate this one?
I was so close to rating it a 4, but I'm gonna make it a 3.5 because although it was a very fun episode, there are some major problems. The time lapse is really out there. That being said, I thoroughly like the Starlight Girls besting the Misfits, and after all the hard work, and it's after all of the hard work that Eric has put into gaining Starlight Music, and he loses it again with that, I gotta watch out for those little girls. They know how to spend money.
I'm not falling into that trap, Nicole.
I'm gonna give this a straight 3. I did have fun with it. The whole timing is one of the things that really threw me off on this. I still had a lot of fun though. The whole opening was awesome. The whole they're talking to the audience. I really like that. So it's the timing. I just can't get it past me. Sorry. So 3 straight up. What about you?
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 4. I still love this episode. The timing, it does suck, but I mean, There are worst episodes where timing is really off.
Oh yeah, and I lost them down for that too.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna get to the final episode after this. Final episode today is that old Houdini magic. The air date was February 3rd. No, that can't be right. February 4th. 2000. Yeah, that's still not right. 1988. Wow, I'm really losing it, folks. In order to get the Stingers onto the bill of a certain concert, Rapture cons the superstitious arranger into thinking she is possessed by the spirit of famous magician Harry Houdini. Dun, dun, dun. We have a reuse of She's Got the Power. We've got the mind games from the Stingers. And we have a crossover between the Stingers and Gem and the Holograms with Believe, Don't Believe. That was interesting.
Yeah, I liked it. It was good.
I had to watch this episode twice because I did not remember it at all. I thought we were already done with the magic episodes.
Apparently not. We had another one.
Yeah.
We'll get to that here.
And we get a new character. Woohoo! Astral.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did she get a doll?
I don't know.
Did Dance get a doll?
Yes.
Okay, so Dance got a doll. But did Astral get a doll?
I don't know.
Yep, that's a good question. Viewers out there, listeners, let us know if she got a doll.
I don't think so. Let me.
I could probably go to the Google right after this. Yeah, I was gonna say.
Oh boy.
Google it right after this.
What'd you like about the plot, Amy?
It was all right. I mean, I really didn't have a lot of comments on it, other than the fact that it just, we get Astral, we're getting close to the end of the season, and you get a new character that was introduced. And so I thought, is this the dance tie-in?
She did have a doll.
She did have a doll. Okay, good. Cool. Awesome. It seemed like after the last two, with all the fighting and stuff, that this one was like this was the we're going to make it mild episode.
Yeah, this is by no means what the other magic episode was like.
Yeah. Even the last one that we had with the magic, there's somebody getting kidnapped. It was a safe episode, I kind of felt like. Through the whole thing, it just seemed really safe.
Yep, very much so. Yeah. What about you, Nicole? What'd you like about the plot? Or what'd you think about the plot, I should say?
I have to pretty much agree with everything that Amy said. Once I was watching this, I'm like, wait, did we already review this? And it's so similar to the other one. Basically, you just, instead of the Misfits, you have the Stingers, you know? So yeah. It was one of those episodes I was just, like Amy said, it's a little safe, so.
Yeah, I just felt the plot was too repetitious of, like, they're using magic again, they're trying to, you know, incorporate Harry Houdini into it, and what, I don't know, it was just too weird.
They needed more Yeti.
On that note, let's get to the hologram moments. Oh my god.
Cousin to Astral.
Probably. All right, it is time for hologram moments. What do you got, Nicole?
Okay, let me get to my list here. Okay, I accidentally closed it down. My hologram moments. I don't have a whole lot here, but Tech Rat and his gadgets, always a win.
Yep.
Love it. It's always a better show when Tech Rat's involved. So, and I also put down here, Rapture was willing to admit that she was wrong. That's a big step, especially for that group. You know?
Well, she was in front of everybody.
Yeah, so. But she still was willing to do it. So,
and her life had just barely been saved. So,
yeah. So, yeah, that's all I have for my hologram moments.
Oh boy, Amy.
Another cause for the Gem and the Holograms to host the Children's Hospital. Wahahaha. Yeah. It's a very short performance, though, because they only sing one song.
Yeah.
I love how Miss Farnsworth denies Riot. And he's like, his expression afterwards is like, ooh! He can't, it's just like he cannot fathom that she just rejected him. Oh, that's funny. Minx and Tech Rat would make a great couple.
They would.
They'd be perfect for one another. Typical cheating involved, but I have it in here as my hologram moment because I like the consistency. I love how
ladies and gentlemen, Lady Rack likes the consistency of cheaters. Great.
What's a cheater? Always a cheater.
Wow.
I love how the stingers show up the holograms. They got come on stage. It's like, whoa, they came out of coffins. Wahaha. I love Jem's outfit at the benefit as well. I love that because of the mishap with the cup spilling on Rapture's, spilling on Minx, the Rapture's hoax is busted. Just some, you know, freak coincidence. And at the end, Miss Farnsworth gets over her fear. That was kind of like, oh, okay, well, she has a fear and she gets over it by the end. Yay! So. Yeah.
For me, I only had one thing written down for this one. You got Gem and the Hologram, and of course this is all according to taste, so, but the way I look at the series, you have Gem and the Holograms who are on top, the Misfits are a second-rate act at best, and then you got the Stingers who were the third-rate act, and when Mrs. Farnsworth just basically denies Riot, I'm like, maybe she should have just gone with the Limp Lizards.
they need to bring Limp Lizards back, for sure.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the Misfit moments after this.
Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe, try and say it.
It is time for the Misfit Moments, folks, for whatever the hell episode we're on now. I don't even know anymore. Because
we've blown his mind. Yeah.
During the off-air time, Nicole found the Gempocalypse page on Facebook. And it's kind of like Kelly from Clerks 2. It's so horrifying that you can't look away.
And you have to like everything, right?
This page is awesome.
And we just gave a shout out, so everybody's going to go find it now.
I'll put the main Facebook. I'm not putting any of the picture pages in the post, but I'll put the main Facebook page to Gempocalypse.
I think she put the Riot one.
No, I'm not putting the Riot image in there. No, no, no. Oh sure. God! All right,
Riot with wings. He's a little angel.
Yeah, sure he is. And monkeys might fly out of my butt.
Oh my gosh. I've got to get off this page before I actually blow my mind. Because there's some... Okay, let me just say there's a lot of adult humor in it. Okay, so...
Oh, duh.
I think that's where I'm going after this, too.
Oh my god. Alright, that old Houdini magic you got from...
And you just got the new one. I broke Amy.
Oh my god.
Some of these were just, oh my gosh, you really gotta go check out this page. It's so hilarious. I broke Amy.
Totally broke Kelly. It wouldn't be an episode without breaking Amy, though, right? You could make a TV show out of that. Breaking Amy. It's not Breaking Bad, it's Breaking
Amy. Okay, I really gotta get off this. Oh my gosh, this is an awesome page.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need to apologize for my co-hosts because they've just gone out of their minds. And yes, I'm leaving this all in the show because you guys are going to be like, what the hell is going on? All right, so...
Nicole and Amy, that's where we go.
Yeah, right. Tonight has been anything but typical.
Have you listened to the show, Mike?
Exactly. Of course, but this is like 10 times over the limit.
That's because we haven't podcasted in a couple of months. We got to get back into our game again. And top... All this pent up energy for all these months, and we haven't been able to take it out on you.
I love this page. I honestly love this page.
Okay, no more links. I'm not going to say anything else until after the podcast is finished.
That old Houdini magic misfit moments. Go, Nicole.
The misfit moments? I forgot we were on misfit moments. Okay. Again, my biggest misfit moment is I swear we've seen this episode before. It's just like, and I think that was my other misfit moments was dinosaurs. I do not understand why they are in this. I know it's a music video, but it's just out of the blue. Look, there's dinosaurs. Everything else made sense in the video because it had to do with magic. But dinosaurs, I don't get.
Because they were somehow magically transported back into the past. But
that doesn't make sense for the rest of the video. Dinosaurs were magical. Or maybe they were. Oh my gosh.
Dinosaurs were magic.
Me, Grimlock, want to munch metal.
Well, at least it's Grimlock and not like Bonomus. What is it? The Undominus Rex?
Oh god.
And I think Rapture went a little overboard with the whole being possessed or having Houdini inside of her. I'm like, I can't believe that someone's actually believing this.
Is it is that bad on Rapture or bad on Miss Farnsworth?
Miss Farnsworth. Oh, yeah. So.
Or all the people in the audience that got it. They're like, oh, it's really Houdini. Whatever.
So I was just like, I don't know. I just want more Tech Rat. Come on. Tech Rat's awesome.
So those are...
Well, Nicole brought up the biggest one right there is the fact that Rapture seemed to pull the wool over everybody's eyes like that. But Kimber being Kimber, making, you know, her and Rhea late for their performance. She's got to learn that you just don't play around with those handcuffs.
I know. Anyone else from experience?
I wasn't expecting it to go that far. I thought you were going to make a reference to the page.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking. Yeah, yeah, okay. So, wow. Handcuffs. Okay. It's the sad part is that Miss Farnsworth falls for Rapture's con, which is like, it's just, yeah. The Stingers are so self-serving. They, you know, we're getting all this. They want to get all the money for themselves. Wow. It's not like they can't go out and, like, you know, make performances and, you know, top the charts, blah, blah, blah. But yeah. Mm-hmm. What I really don't want, this is what I put in here as like the number one thing after this. Why doesn't Jem give Rio hell for taking advantage of people like this?
Exactly.
I asked her once. Go up to Riot and say, you know what? We can never be together because you are such a creep to everybody. You try to steal and you try to... You're okay with this, that Rapture's doing this. We're never going to get together because of that. You know? I wonder if he would actually just try to, like, sleaze his way out of that one or not. But she never gives him hell for that. And I really want to see that.
Riot or Rio?
Riot. Because Riot, because
at first you said it was Rio. I'm like, wait a minute.
Okay, my bad. Yeah. I meant to say Riot.
Okay.
Riot. Yes. And last but certainly not least, Astral's outfit, her pants are just—they're
really pants kind of
It looks like she's wearing a big diaper. Just saying.
I know. I do not like that.
Everything else is fine. Just got to do something different with the pants. And that's pretty much all of my misfit moments.
So there's a line in this, I think, somewhere, or maybe this is just me talking. I never fell for any of these cheap tricks. And why is Tech Rat helping the Stingers? Where the hell is Eric or the Misfits? Like, seriously, come on, Tech Rat. You're better than
that. He meant it when he said, stop touching my stuff.
My stuff,
So
no one touching my stuff!
Jumped ship. You know, at least this time he didn't say, hey, stop touching my stuff. He's like, no, he gave them everything that they needed. It was working perfectly fine when they left. It's not his fault that it shorted out.
Yep.
It's Minx's.
True. What are you going to give this one, Amy?
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Okay.
It was all right put together episode, but, you know, it just seemed like that this was more Astral's episode than Jem and the Holograms, and I'm still unsure if I really care about her, because, like, I don't know anything about her. I know mostly I want to see Rapture fail because I know something about her, and I'm rooting for Astral by default. And that's not where I want to be as an audience member. I want to be rooting for somebody that I actually care about this far into the show at this point. So I kind of, as much as I'm like, oh, it's cool, this is interesting, we have Astral, but we never get anything else about her after this. So, yeah. So I'll give it a 2.5.
What about you, Nicole?
I was going to give it a 2, but it has Tech Rat, so it's got an extra 0.5 at the end there. So... Tech Rat gives it a higher ranking.
If it had Eddie's, it would have a 3, and then
automatic
5. You know that.
The dinosaurs are just not going to cut it for me. It has to be a Yeti.
Oh no, the dinosaurs were just out of place. I don't get. I just
At least it was a Barney.
So, on that note, I'm just gonna give it a straight three. I'm just gonna give it a straight three for Tech Rat, and we'll be back in a moment. Oh my god.
What's your problem?
The 20th episode, folks. We've really gone off the rails.
Jem will be right back after these messages.
Kid?
Yes?
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film, Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Kit?
Yes, Michael?
Just keep driving.
Hello, geeks and geekettes! Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
A female He-Man! This is the worst day of my life!
We've told the tales of Eternia, and now we head to a different dimension to explore the myths of Etheria. Join Optimus Solo and TFG and Mike as they continue their MOTU journey by exploring She-Ra, Princess of Power. 35 podcast episodes covering the entire run of She-Ra, the Christmas special, and more. You can find Myths of Etheria on iTunes and www.geekcastradio.com. For the honor of Grayskull, we all have the power.
And now, back to Jem.
This is, oh my gosh, my new favorite page.
We can tell. All right, folks, that's going to do it for episode 20. We kind of lost it there at the end, didn't we, folks? it's all Nicole's fault.
Nicole's fault.
It's all Nicole's fault. I will put a link to the Jempocalypse Facebook page in the show notes for episode 20 so everyone can see what the hell Nicole and Amy are just killing themselves laughing over there.
It's amazing. Chris,
you know, if the three hyenas from The Lion King were two girls and a guy instead of one girl and two guys, I almost feel like we're the three friggin' hyenas from The Lion King at this point. Because the two of you can't stop laughing.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
So as I said at the beginning of this show, we have two more episodes of the podcast that are actually going to be cartoon reviews, episode 21 and 22. Any coherent, logical thoughts so far for season three, ladies?
It's been fun.
That's about all you can get out at this point, isn't it?
Yes.
It's been a lot of fun. It really has.
Okay, thank you for joining us here on Showtime Synergy. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter at geekcastradio is the network Twitter. Mine is TFGM Mike. Amy, what is your Twitter?
Lady of Wreck. You can find me online at Twitter, Lady of Wreck.
Nicole?
That's Beatles Diva. Beatles like the band, not the bug.
You were going to say Beatles like the Beagle. Like the Beagles, too. The comment on Facebook, facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. There's a 5-minute time limit. We hope you enjoyed the latest truly outrageous episode of Showtime Synergy. Wish you'll join us next time, when we will be reviewing the next two episodes of Jem and the Holograms, season three, those being Straight from the Heart and A Change of Heart. For now, I am M with...
We need more Yeti.
Jempocalypse rules!
See you next time, and help us get truly outrageous with Showtime Synergy.
Why break with tradition now, right?
I hate you both.
You love us, you know you do.
We're misfits in Hawaii. We wear a sarong, but it looks so wrong. We're misfits in Hawaii.
Seeing the Hawaiian sights.
We're misfits in Hawaii.
We spend all of our nights scratching insect bites.
We've been to the beach and returned.
And oh, did we get
burned?
Ouch! We bask in the tropical
breezes.
We got seven tropical diseases.
We're misfits in Hawaii.
Sleeping in Hawaiian huts.
We're misfits in Hawaii.
Turn it into Hawaiian nuts.
We're misfits in Hawaii. We're misfits in Hawaii. We're misfits.
Misfits in Hawaii.
They're real and they're spectacular. I love that one. Oh, dare I click it?
Don't touch my stuff.
Mr. Laxatives in her copy this time.
Oh my god.
If you put one anywhere, it's gotta be this one.
Wow. These are oh my these gosh, these pants. No, no, the real one. I don't even think the patch is real.
Oh no. Wow. Oh, you guys are gonna love this. Flashing Rio.
Did you put it in the chat?
No, it's the one you linked. I just shared it on Facebook and I tagged it as hashtag Flashing Rio.
Oh.
Hey, babe, I got my eye on you, and I'm watching your every move. Hey, babe, I got my eye on you. Tell me, what are you trying to prove? You think you're hot and your star is due. You think you got something different and new. Well, babe, I got my eye on you. And babe, oh, babe, I think so too. Hey, babe, I got my eye on you, and I think
God, why couldn't you have waited until we were done?
because I just found out in that one picture with Riot, I'm like, I gotta find this, I guess. And when we were on break, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I found a gold mine.
You think?
Oh my gosh, I actually went through. It hasn't been. It's been on Facebook that long, so it's not that much to read. I've already gone through it all.
Oh,
there's some funny stuff, man. There's some funny stuff. Oh man, that was funny. I love that page.
I've just been informed that I'm keeping my kids up by all my laughing.
Please tell him it is not my fault. I didn't do it. It's Nicole.
It's not my fault either. He was giving me the evil eye.
Well, that'd be a switch.
I know.
Show's over, Synergy.